On Saturday morning, mask-wearing shoppers perused racks on the sidewalk outside Sundance Clothing in Merchant Square. Owner April Cabral says when she heard that she could only do curbside pickup and delivery until phase two, she decided to interpret curbside to include browsing outdoors. Then she walked into a Walmart to buy a tent. She says plenty of people were shopping for clothes, pool supplies, or whatever they wanted, and only a few were buying the kinds of essential items that allow Walmart to stay open.
So I was kind of doing like a rough count as I was walking through the store. I took some pictures and I was like, why is this okay? Like, I don't understand how this can be allowed.
On May 18th, she announced in a live Facebook video that she would start opening Friday through Sunday.
I'm kind of excited. I don't think I'm going to get arrested because I don't think I'm doing anything wrong.
By last Saturday, she was letting customers into the store. And she says she's heard only positive comments about her reopening.
Happy to see you open.
Thank you. We're letting up to 3 to 4 people in at the time. So.
I love it.
Cheyenne Proud, a visitor from New York City, says she feels safe as long as stores limit the number of people inside.
I think I feel okay with it being open if it's safe and everyone's wearing a mask.
After the clothing store decided to open, other stores in Merchant Square followed suit. Wish Gift Company was doing business with the doors propped open and customers welcome inside. The owner declined to give an interview. State rules have allowed neighboring Cafe Chew to open for takeout only. Bob King, who runs the cafe with his husband, says they did a lot of sanitizing before the pandemic, and they're taking extra precautions now.
So that customers would see we're not touching anything with our bare hands, the people who touch the money don't touch the boxes that the food are packed in to go.
As of Monday, the Sandwich Board of Health had not taken enforcement action against the clothing or gift stores. Board member Rebecca Lovell Scott says she was aware from Facebook of a gift shop opening, but no one had reported it directly to the board. Sandwich Chamber of Commerce Director Denise Dever says the way the rules affect small business doesn't make sense. As to whether local stores are violating Phase 1 rules, she took a hands-off approach.
You know, I don't want to speak to them opening. People have to make their own decisions. Maybe there was a different interpretation of what curbside was to them. And, you know, some of them did decide that curbside meant we could be out in the curb and we could sell a few things. But I'm not the police, I guess, the business police.
Dever says staying closed much longer could put local shops out of business.
Again, it's frustrating because we're all small businesses, especially in Sandwich, and it really is going to make a difference whether people are going to survive, and we've got to get them open sooner rather than later.
She says all eyes are on Monday, when retail stores could reopen if Governor Baker authorizes Phase 2 to begin. For WCAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.